Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. It's the Hit of Pod. I'm Nikki Glaser, you know that. How's it going today? My day was going pretty well up until, you know what, whatever. It's totally going well. What am I complaining about? That my AirPods got stolen out of the box that they were shipped in to me? Yeah, it sucks. I don't like it. It was really something I was looking forward to having was AirPods. But I don't get to. And wah, who gives a shit? It is suspicious, though, because I went out. I knew that they were coming, FedEx, my assistant. They got shipped to my old apartment because I thought I was going to be living there. Not my old apartment, my new apartment that I don't even get to live in. You know the one. Maybe you don't. Who cares? It got shipped there because I had to order these fucking AirPods like so long ago that I thought the world was a different place when I ordered these goddamn things. So they showed up and she shipped them. They got stolen out of the box. I just like went out to my front porch and was like so excited. I'm like, wow, they're so light. They're lighter than ever. I had them before. I found a pair in a taxi cab when they first came out. It was like such a godsend. And then they just stopped working. They just, one of them was like very dimmer than the other one. And then I had my old assistant bring them into the AppleCare store because I was just like, one of them didn't work. And the AppleCare store told her that it was the connection to my phone was weird and that they couldn't hear a difference. And I'm like, no, it wasn't because I tried them out on someone else's phone and they still didn't work. So I have a pair that doesn't work. I got a new pair as a gift. I get a gift card from someone that I got free tickets to a show for, and they bought me AirPods. I'm like, oh my God, it's amazing. So I got them, noise canceling, back ordered for months, and they just got stolen out of the package. Just, I guess they just know people that, you know, work at FedEx and stuff like that. If you're a crook, I guess you just know what certain objects are, and you can just tell when they're like expensive. It was wrapped like in a regular box. I mean, she did a good job of like covering it up or like not making it look like they were, it didn't say like, these are iPod, what are they called? AirPods? I don't even know. I don't care. Who cares? Is my life really going to be that much different because I don't have dangling headphones? Possibly. But they were stolen. This is the first time I've ever had something stolen from the mail. Truly. So FedEx, check yourself. We're filing a claim. She got insurance very intelligently. I didn't even ask her to do that. Thank you so much, Grace Ann. And so we're filing a claim. But the weird thing is I have a Ring doorbell where you can like, it's so awesome. I really recommend everyone getting Ring. It's so, oh, sweet. Oh my God, I just saw FedEx through the trees. It's so funny because now I think FedEx are like bad people because they stole from me. And so I just saw a truck like drive through the next neighborhood and I could see it through the trees. And it really did look like almost like an unmarked white van in terms of creepiness to me now. Getting stolen from is just a creepy feeling when you know that someone like doesn't respect you. And this is the thing. Okay. So we looked at all the footage on the Ring video camera. Cause the second you walk out the door, anyone is on the porch, it picks it up. Like it picked me up doing lunges in my front yard the other day. I didn't even get close to the door. So all of a sudden, we have no evidence of the package being dropped off. It actually, we see my mom leaving. If you look at the footage, we see my mom leaving in the morning to go to the grocery store. Yes, she went to the grocery store. She's very scared. But she went, and there was already a FedEx guy in it. Oh, there it is again. Oh, my God, that fucking creepy truck. I'm going to go hunt them down. That you took my AirPods, you asshole. Maybe he didn't do it. Maybe the person like along the way did it. I don't know. And I don't even know if it was a he. It could have been a girl. But it's weird because you see anytime there's any motion, this fucking camera picks it up. So then we went to the footage. We see my mom leave. There's no box on the front porch. Then we see my mom come back or we see my dad leave for a walk. 10:09, my mom leaves for the store. No box on the front porch. 10:42, my dad leaves to take the dogs for a walk. Box is there. No footage in between, no footage of it being dropped off on the front porch. It just appears. My dad just came into this office right before I began this podcast because we all just discovered that it was stolen just minutes ago. And I was like, I gotta tape a podcast. My dad keeps coming in being like, okay, I think that they didn't pick up any of the footage because these FedEx guys know how to avoid being detected by the Ring. So he probably just threw it. And I'm like, it was perfectly set there. The Ring just didn't pick it up. So anyway, they were stolen. What are you gonna do? I've spent 5 minutes talking about my stupid AirPods being stolen. I should redo this whole episode, but I can't. I got it because I'm just going to do it again. If I do this again, I'll just do it again. I have a lot to do today. I'm kind of stressed out. I keep getting asked to be on podcasts, which I have time to do, but I just don't want to. I'm having like kind of a headache right now, which makes me think I have corona, but I don't. It's just like a hormonal headache. I had to put on makeup because I had to do a photo shoot. Because I'm doing a Taylor Swift dance party this Saturday for charity. I think it's going to be like $3 a ticket or whatever. And then I'm going to donate the money to this St. Louis Stray Rescue, who does a lot of good work in the county, like just finding dogs and giving them homes. And I don't know, these people that run these rescues that really get in and see how bad things are, shout out. Heroes. So I could donate it anywhere. Everyone needs something right now, but I just picked them because when I did Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I gave to a bird rescue, and I kind of feel bad because I wish I would have done the St. Louis dog rescue kind of. And so now I'm like, okay, how can I make it up to them that I chose birds over dogs before this pandemic? I didn't know. I just feel like birds don't need money as much during a pandemic as dogs do, but that's, I don't know if that's true. Birds are already caged. They're already quarantined. But I did donate to a bird rescue for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which, by the way, I have the I'm so excited. I have the promo for it. The executive producer, Michael Davies, sent it to me last night. And it's so funny. It's like, unprecedented event happens. Never before happened in the history of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And it's me just going, no! And just so loud. Sorry that hurt your ears. I know it did. Fuck. I'm sorry, guys. But it's really good promo. I can't wait for you to see it. What was I even saying? Oh, yeah. So I'm having a Taylor Swift dance party. And I had to put on makeup and, like, put my hair up in a cute ponytail and, like, put on a Taylor Swift shirt. My face is, like, a different color than my arms because I've never been this pale. I mean, like, there's not even a faint memory of a spray tan. It is just my white, white skin. And I gotta say, I have pretty nice skin. It's not bad. When it's all said and done, it's just very pale. I can see my blue veins underneath it through my skin. It's really like it truly is like translucent, and it's fine, whatever, you know. But then my face is like not, because I don't like my face not tan. It just is never gonna look good. I would rather have a tan face and a pale ass body and have it look really weird than have a matching pale ass face. Because that's what it looks like. It looks like an ass face. So I had to put on all this makeup and like have my dad like take pictures of me to make a poster for this Taylor Swift dance party sing along that I'm throwing on Saturday, where we're gonna donate. Like you get the Zoom room number if you donate, and then I'm having a guy help me. A guy reached out saying that he would help me put it together. And I just told him I would give him a picture today of me wearing a Taylor Swift shirt. And so I'm trying to like make this a thing. And I try to look cute. And it's just so not comfortable for me to try to look cute right now. It's like, it's really not good. I really like not looking cute. It's really freeing. It just, I don't even go there in my head. When I'm trying to look cute, it just like, even a minimal effort feels so sad to me. And, I don't know. I just like, I hate the fact that I have makeup on my face right now. I hate it. I just feel it. It feels so heavy now. Because when you don't wear it for so long, you really feel it. I just feel dirty. And of course, my skin is breaking out right now. And I just probably have gained probably 5 pounds that I have to starve myself to work off in the next couple of days. Not really, but like it's amazing what 5 pounds can do to my sense of well-being. It's truly insane. Like it doesn't make sense because I always know that I can shed them. I've never not. I can get things out of control. I just fear that it's just gonna be a slippery slope. Not that it's a bad thing to be. Someday I'm going to be overweight. It just is the way it's going to be. Someday I will. My body does not want to be this size. So for me, someday I will be a normal size and it'll be fine. But for right now, I don't have much control of anything in this world. So that's what I'm controlling, is just that 5 pounds. Sorry if that's triggering for anyone, or if you are like, I'm fatter than Nikki and she's saying she's fat. I'm not saying I'm fat. That's just where my mind goes when I have no control over anything else. I don't judge others as harshly as I judge myself. I want to be clear about that. And if I do, it's all about myself. You know, like if I do go, oh my God, she's fat. Like it's just me hating myself. I'm never in that frame of mind when I feel good about myself, which there are days that I feel good. But like any kind of focus on my looks right now is not good. So whatever that Instagram photo you see me post later where I'm promoting the Taylor Swift dance party, know that that photo session was pure hell because my dad took all these pictures. I screamed at him for being a bad photographer, even though it's just because I looked ugly. So that wasn't very nice. And I was like, and my mom was like, I'll do it. And I was like, good, mom's better. And I'm like, they just don't know how to angle to be flattering, you know? And so then I look fat in the picture, or I look ugly, or I look tired. And then that's how I see myself the rest of the day. It's just not fair. I don't like being this person. And that's why I smoke pot all day, to avoid feeling those feelings. Because when you don't work and you're not running around the town, those thoughts enter into your head a lot. I swear to God, I'm doing better than I sound. Yes, my AirPods were just stolen, but I have a Taylor Swift dance party coming up for charity that I feel really good about. I never know if I'll do stand-up ever again. I don't know when I'm ever going to live anywhere that isn't here. My whole house is my neck of the woods. My whole back bedroom area that I live in is so dusty, I can't handle it anymore. I don't want my mom in there because I just don't want her judging my things and like seeing how disgusting I live. And she's going to be like, you need to clean it. She's just going to hate me so much more than she maybe already does. So I have to clean it myself. Otherwise, I'd really just hire a maid. But no, we can't have a maid. So I have to fucking clean myself. And I know you guys are like, Nikki, I clean myself all the time. I don't know why cleaning also really triggers me. It's like putting on makeup. It sends me into a shame spiral of like, you're dirty. You don't know how to do this. You're not a real woman. And so it's just paralyzing. I just don't even want to go do it. So that's where I'm at today. It's not a great place to be, but it's going to get better. It definitely is only up from here. I haven't read a book in a couple days. The book that I was reading, Glennon Doyle. You guys can catch up with me if you want to right now. Untamed Glennon Doyle. I've put it down for a few days, so I'm excited to get back into that. I'm excited to... Oh, I was going to express gratitude. Let's finish up here with a little gratitude list. I'm grateful that both of my parents are alive and healthy. They're awesome people, and they're both totally with it, and I should be only trying to have really good moments with them instead of screaming at my dad that he is not a good photographer. Because guess what? My dad isn't a photographer. So why should he be good? Two, I'm grateful for water pressure. I mean, it's like a really nice thing. Showers are great. Showers are still working as far as I know. Hot water. I love a good shower. Even though it's really dusty in my shower. Like I was going to the bathroom in my bathroom today. And I'm like, there's dust on the tub. I don't clean, so I don't realize where dust will go. Dust accumulates on a fucking tub. Isn't there water being splashed around enough in a shower that there's not dust? I hate cleaning. Dust never stops. I literally had this conversation with my dad earlier in the kitchen. I go, dust never stops. It just, if you don't clean constantly, dust will just pile up and make you feel. And my dad goes, I know. It's like we're living in a goddamn haunted house. So with that, I'll leave you. I'm grateful for water pressure and my fucking parents' health. What are you grateful for? Think about it. Honestly, think about it and come up with two things. Thank you for listening. I'm grateful for you listening. Truly, thank you for all of your letters. Someone wrote to me a really nice thing that I didn't get to, but next episode. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow here on the podcast. Squirt, squirt, and jackpot.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.